Earlier this week, U.S. President Barack Obama hailed the expected end of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's regime, but spoke in general terms about future U.S. engagement in the Northern African nation.
The United States will be a friend and a partner. We will join with allies and partners to continue the work of safeguarding the people of Libya.
At the State Department, a wait-and-see approach prevails.
Let's start with what the Libyans themselves feel is necessary, what they think they can achieve within their own resources. Let's wait and see what's on their wish list.
Nevertheless, U.S. officials acknowledge Libya's Transitional National Council will need operating funds, especially given reduced oil output during the country's civil war.
We want to start with getting the money that the TNC needs to maintain a strong and stable government, to provide for the humanitarian and security needs of its people. Then we will go on from there.
Except for the initial phase of an air campaign to protect the Libyan people and degrade pro-Gaddafi forces, the United States has played a supporting role in international efforts to shape Libya's future. A limited U.S. role is likely to continue, according to military analyst Richard Wheats of the Washington-based Hudson Institute.
As I said, the U.S. is probably going to defer more to the more governments from the region, be they the Arab countries and the North African countries and the European countries, since they're much closer.
Even before anti-Gaddafi fighters advanced into Tripoli, U.S. officials and lawmakers discussed an eventual unfreezing of tens of billions of dollars in foreign assets held by the Gaddafi regime. According to Wheats, those assets, as well as any future U.S. aid, can help ensure that a post-Gaddafi Libya sticks to a democratic path.
Give emergency assistance and aid now, and then but condition additional assistance on good behavior of the regime.
From the start of the rebellion, opponents of Muammar Gaddafi have reached out to the international community.
So we hope that the world will understand us, deal with us, cooperate with us.
With the United States already extricating itself from two other conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, Americans show little appetite for increasing foreign expenditures in Libya or anywhere else. But U.S. assistance need not be financially draining in an oil-rich nation like Libya, according to national security analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution.
And I'm hopeful that, in fact, we will be able to see some American help. But let's also remember, Libya is rich. Libya is a small population base with several tens of billions of dollars in foreign reserves. So the real issue here is less giving Libyans money.
O'Hanlon and other analysts say the coming months will be crucial for Libya's future, and U.S. engagement will be an important ingredient in shaping that future. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.